For more community events, tune in at just before 1 o'clock. But if you have an arts event, email us at daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.
And thank you for that, Andrew. Andrew Criado with the roundup. That guy is everywhere. He's doing just about everything, and I'll tell you why. In just a moment, you'll hear more from Andrew as he descends upon a special event that happened yesterday. And we throw this to you. What's the oldest thing in your closet? An old photo album? Maybe a sandwich you forgot to eat? Whatever it is, Jennifer Brandel McCall probably has you beat. She recently took over as the CEO of the Prince George Chamber of Commerce. And as that organization celebrates its 100th anniversary, she decided to see what was in storage. And what did she find? Daybreak's Andrew Criado went down to the Exploration Place Museum in Prince George to find out.
Well, when I found some of these boxes along with the chamber staff and we started to pull things out, we didn't realize the intrinsic value of them until we opened them up and saw the dates on them. That was a real indicator. These are items that are quite fragile. They are things that should be protected, and we, well, as Bob the curator at the museum knows, he puts his gloves on before he touches them, and we wouldn't know that level of respect for these items, so it's good to pass them on to those that do recognize it.
Yeah, I'm Bob Campbell. I'm the curator at the Exploration Place.
You're wearing gloves for this occasion.
Well, I was handling the Minutes book from 1911, or it starts in 1911 and runs through 1913 for the Fort George Board of Trade at that time, or Chamber of Commerce as it's known today. To handle these things, you want to protect them as much as you can. Oh, this is the only known copy of anything like this quite early. Well, the Minute book starts in 1911, and it has a remarkable history in it, with the three towns that were here all vying to be the central railway station town, and the legal battles about it were incredible.
Roy Spooner and president of the Chamber of Commerce.
So would these be the minutes that actually created the chamber?
Yeah, that created the chamber. Meeting of the incorporation, 30 people were present. Mr. Burton proposed that Mr. Shearer take the chair pro tem. The meeting proceeded with the election of officers. The result of the ballot was that Mr. Perkins was elected president, and he immediately took the chair. And notice that was crossed off, which means that you probably didn't immediately take the chair in the...
No delete buttons.
No whiteout. You captured the error and then showed your correction. And there's an honesty in that. I happen to think that that's an interesting thing, but I'm a history buff. So.
Some of the things we're looking at here include a collection of our spruce dollars, the ones that are actually from probably more recently, but it'll complement the collection that the museum already has of some of our older spruce dollars. Well, I didn't know what a spruce dollar was when I first saw them because I'm new to Prince George. I've been here for 6 years, but when we brought them out of the box, they're basically a wooden puck made from spruce that are then printed with a template for special conventions or anniversaries or commemorative occasions in color. And they're front and back, so they have an interesting picture on the front and then a map of Prince George within BC on the back. And they are a hot item. From time to time, we still get requests for them, but it is starting to dwindle.
You were asking, what are they worth? I've seen people pay, you know, $20 and $30 for an old spruce dollar. They're valuable to the people who collect that kind of thing.
What can you tell me about spruce dollars?
Well, they've been around for a long time. There's some newer ones in this collection that I've never seen. You know, they were tokens that you could spend in the community, but they promoted all kinds of different events that were going on and different businesses, and they really created a spirit for the community. And there's a lot of information in them, finding all the things about what people did to entertain themselves, the fun side of the community, that can be more of a challenge. And things like the spruce dollars show a lot of that.
And then some of the items are more fun, like the Prince Georgeopoly game, which is a version of Monopoly that the chamber put together as a fundraiser.
I want to ask about Prince Georgeopoly. Is this a game you've seen before?
Yes, I have seen one, but I haven't gone through it. That'll be interesting to look at.
So you've never played it?
No. It'll be fun.
Have you ever played Prince Georgeopoly?
Yeah, it's sort of like Monopoly, and I like Monopoly a lot, so I played it a couple times.
So what's the big winner in Prince Georgeopoly? What's Boardwalk?
I haven't played it often enough to tell you that. I played it once 4 or 5 years ago.
You don't know how you did?
I won. I always win in Monopoly.
Daybreak's Andrew Kiata exploring Prince George's past at Exploration Place. And we throw this to you, the listeners. What's hiding in your closet? Do you have a piece of Northern history? We'd like to hear about it. I even have another question for you. Should we bring back the spruce bucks? Andrew taught us about the spruce dollars. We had never heard about it up until just recently. But if you have any other stories about Prince George's past you'd like to share with us, please call us on our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. You can also email us at daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.